Hello folks, welcome to episode 5 of Steve's History Quiz. Now, because it is episode 5, we thought it's about time, Pilar, I'm looking at you now, it's about time, yes, you, my producer, it's about time we had some nice music on the program. It seems a bit strange with no music, so I thought we'd go for the jingle, which I found, the Audio Boo We Love You jingle, okay, which we did a podcast, I think it was 2 days ago, entitled Audio Boo We Love You, or something to that effect, using our Audio Boo We Love You jingle, and those nice people at Audio Boo featured it on the sort of featured section of the website, which it really sort of touched me. I thought, oh, how wonderful. So thank you so much for doing that. And sort of recognition of that, we thought we'd play the little jingle. It only lasts about 29 seconds, it says here. So here we go, folks. 3, 2, 1.
Audio Boo, how do you do? I don't know why I love you. I love to talk on Audio Boo. You love it too, I know you do. Ba ba da ba 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 do ba do do. Ba 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 ba.
Yes, this is the point for some strange reason. All the tempo goes crazy. I don't know why. But anyway, I do appreciate Audio Boo. Thank you so much for featuring our little podcast there on your featured section. Go to audioboo.fm and that particular program by us is there in the featured section. So this is it, history quiz thing. Great, this is so cool. I love history. My first question for you: George Fox was the first leader of which religious sect? Question 2. Who was the first to fly the English Channel? Okay, and one more question here. Which English Prime Minister, that's not an impression by the way, was known as Dizzy? Okay, give you the answers to the question now. Let me see. First one, George Fox was the first leader of... Oh, stop doing that. I'm spitting everywhere. Of which religious sect? Q and A. That was the Q. The A. The Quakers! Hooray! Founded in England in the 17th C. What's the 17th C? I know. I'm not telling you. Who was the first to fly the English Channel? How do you fly a channel? You can fly a plane. How do you fly a channel? Where are the doors and things? Anyway, who was it? Q. That was the Q. The A is Louis Blériot. I was hoping for someone famous then, for a second there. Which English PM was known as Dizzy? Come on, Dizzy. We've got a press conference to do. It was Benjamin Disraeli. Okay. He was, of course, the arch enemy, the nemesis of William Gladstone, who was a Scouser. All right. Yeah. Oi, Disraeli. What are you doing? What are you doing to the country? I don't believe what you're doing, like, you know. Just stop it, will you? Just stop it with all your right-wing nonsense. I don't care if Queen Victoria loves you and she hates me. I don't know why she hates me. No one likes me. Right, anyway, moving on. We have lots of people liked Gladstone, by the way. He has certain statues all over the place, all over the world, in fact. Lots of people. He did a lot. Prime Minister, PM... I think 3 times. He did a lot. Yes. For lots of people. Stood up for people. Okay. Who set up the first printing press at Westminster? And the final question, which type of sleeve is named after an English lord? Could be the right sleeve. Lord right? Don't think so. The left sleeve? Lord left? No. I don't know. Right. The first printing press... William Caxton, doesn't ring a bell? Ling, ling, ling. There's the bell. And which type of sleeve is named after an English lord? It was the Raglan sleeve. Haven't got a clue, folks. No, sorry. Steve's radio show at hotmail.com is our email.